This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The president-elect of the United States has promised in 140 characters or less not to do private business deals while in office. It's an effort to allay concerns of potential conflicts of interest for a president with a complex and far-flung personal business. Parts of this pledge may be harder to live up to compared to others. Let's go through this with Marketplace contributor Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, David.
So let's take this tweet and spin it out into this complex real world of a real estate business. No new deals pledge. Could Donald Trump sell no buildings during his time in office?
You know, that's probably the easy one. If he has a little bit of self-control, he'll keep his buildings, and he probably likes his buildings.
How about buying no buildings?
Oh, that's tough. Real estate people love to buy new things.
All right, so he'll have to resist if this is what he's going to do. What about refi? I mean, that's a big deal in the real estate business, getting cheaper money to own these things.
Oh, that's a temptation that's hard to resist because you refinance your building, you put a bunch of cash in your pocket, and you don't pay any taxes on the cash.
No new deals with new tenants?
Well, how are you going to do that? A tenant moves out and you have empty space. You've got to sign a new deal with a new tenant.
All right. And renew leases. What about that?
Well, you know, you got to keep the building full. You got to keep the rent coming in. How are you going to not renew a lease? Are you going to throw the tenant out?
All right, but no new deals is the pledge. Now, what about, I mean, Mr. Trump makes a lot of money, presumably, on licensing his brand. No new deals, I guess, would include that, if he could.
Well, I don't even think I could resist that one. When you license, you make money without putting any of your money on the table. Who wants to stop doing that?
All right, so you just said it's going to be hard to resist. But maybe, Eric, you're telling me this earlier, it might be easy for Donald Trump to do no new deals with his businesses during his term or terms in office. How do you come to that conclusion?
Well, you know, presidents lead a different life than you and I. There's the presidential definition privilege. I mean, he's a Republican president. He's going to have a Republican Congress. And presidents define things their way. I did not have sex, where sex means what I say it means. No new deals, where deals mean what I say they mean.
All right, hearkening back to the Clinton administration, Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Thank you.
Always my pleasure, David.